Good afternoon. Thanks for being here. My name is Ben Glassman, and I'm the United States Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio. Joining me here at the podium today are Todd Wickerham, the Special Agent in Charge of the FBI Cincinnati Division, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien, Columbus Police Chief Tom Quinlan, and Sloan Spaulding, the Chief of Staff for Ohio Attorney Auditor of State Keith Faber's office. And we're here this afternoon to announce the arrest of and federal criminal charges against Andrew Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell has been on the Columbus Division of Police Force for 30 years, and in March of 2017, he was assigned as a detective to the Vice Unit. According to the allegations in the 7-count federal indictment that was returned by a grand jury here in Columbus last week and unsealed today, however, Mr. Mitchell abused that authority. According to count one of the indictment, in July of 2017, Mr. Mitchell, while under the guise of an arrest, picked up a woman, transported her to another location, and then exchanged for her freedom in exchange for oral sex. According to count two of the indictment, in September of 2017, Mr. Mitchell picked up a different victim, also under the guise of an arrest, transported her to a different location, and exchanged her freedom in a trade for vaginal sex. And then in late spring of 2018, according to count three of the indictment, Mr. Mitchell picked up that second victim again, transported her to a different location, and in exchange for her freedom, traded anal sex. I mentioned that it's a 7-count indictment. Those are counts 1, 2, and 3. Counts 4 and 6 allege that Mr. Mitchell, having become aware of the investigation into his activities, tampered with witnesses, two different witnesses in counts 4 and 6. And then count 5 talks about yet another witness that Mr. Mitchell attempted to obstruct a federal grand jury investigation regarding his conduct with that witness. And then the final count, count 7, alleges that when FBI agents spoke to Mr. Mitchell in September of 2018, he lied to them. Specifically, they asked him whether he had ever had sex with a prostitute, and he denied it several times. Although, as he knew then and there, he had had sex with prostitutes, including having paid for sex himself. Now, the charges that we're announcing today are the product of an investigation by the FBI, BCI, Columbus Police, and the State Auditor's Office. This investigation is open and ongoing. And in a moment, I will turn the podium over to Special Agent in Charge Wickerham, who will give information for anyone out in the public who has information related to Mr. Mitchell, whether as a victim, a witness, or otherwise, how the public can assist us in this investigation by providing further information. I should say, though, that this is just an indictment that we are announcing here today. So an indictment sets forth allegations. It's not itself proof. And Mr. Mitchell is entitled to the presumption of innocence unless and until the United States proves him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. So I'm not going to talk about the specific facts of the case when I make the following comment, given that disclaimer about what an indictment means. But I will say that we rely on the police to serve and protect us. And when you have a police officer who commits a crime, that is a very serious breach of trust. And when you have a police officer who not only commits a crime, but does so under color of law, under his authority as a police officer, that's an extraordinarily serious offense. That is a nightmarish breach of trust. And that is a federal crime. So that is the reason that this kind of investigation is so important, and that we are all here together on the same page, working together to bring you the announcement that we've made today. So with that, my plan is to yield the podium to Special Agent in Charge Wickerham, and then several other colleagues here standing at the podium will make some remarks, and then when they are done, I will return and answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, U.S. Attorney Glassman. Again, I'm Todd Wickerham, Special Agent in Charge of the FBI Cincinnati Field Office. I want to thank our partners on the Southern Ohio Public Corruption Task Force who conducted this investigation. The task force includes members of the Ohio Attorney General's Office and the Ohio Auditor's Office and is led by the FBI here in Columbus. The Columbus Division of Police brought us these serious allegations in the fall regarding Officer Andrew Mitchell. He brought those to the task force, and the Columbus Police have also been a valuable partner in conducting this investigation. This team is committed to investigating allegations of corruption and abuse by government officials in order to protect the public trust by holding those accountable who abuse their privileges and abandon their responsibilities. The conduct alleged in this indictment by Andrew Mitchell is shocking and revolting, and is compounded by allegations of witness tampering, obstruction of justice, and lying to the FBI during the course of this investigation. Mitchell engaged in this conduct while a police officer sworn to uphold the law, but allegedly used his trusted position to victimize. Information previously provided by the public was critical in this investigation, and we're asking the public again to step up. If they have more information about Mitchell and his criminal conduct or any other officers engaged in criminal conduct, to contact the Public Corruption Task Force here in Columbus. And how you get in touch with them is by calling 614-849-1777. Again, it's 614-849-1777. Although Mitchell has been indicted for these charges today, this investigation is not over, and we're asking for the public to provide any additional information regarding criminal conduct on his or anybody else's behalf. Again, thanks to the members of the Public Corruption Task Force and the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office and the U.S. Attorney's Office for their work to bring these charges and for their efforts to hold rogue law enforcement officers accountable for their criminal conduct.
Good afternoon. My name is Dave Yost. I'm the Ohio Attorney General. Our role in this case was investigative through BCI and I to support the work of the task force. It's a bit of a trope on television that the feds are hard to work with and Bigfoot everything, and I'd like to weigh in today publicly and say that hasn't been my experience with your office, Attorney Glassman, and grateful for our close working relationship. Police officers are heroes, not predators. So when one goes bad, it's more important than ever to do justice because it pulls down respect for all law enforcement. And commend our partners in law enforcement today for doing what had to be done to make sure that the public has trust in our law enforcement and justice system. I look forward to working with you on the remainder of this investigation.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. When the Division of Police learned of the allegation against Officer Andrew Mitchell, we immediately initiated an investigation. Facts were discovered during the initial stages of this investigation that led then Chief of Police Kim Jacobs to request the assistance of our federal and state law enforcement partners. I thank the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI, and the State's Attorney General's Office for completing a comprehensive investigation that led to today's charges. The Division of Police has cooperated throughout the investigation and supports the actions taken today by the U.S. Attorney. I want to address our community and our officers. The community has every right to be disgusted by the news as well as anyone who wears this badge. We take an oath to obey the Constitution and laws of the federal, state, and local government. This officer will be held accountable, but I ask for the community's continued support for the 1,900 officers who work hard every day to honor our profession. Thank you.
So I commend all of the agencies that you see here today for their partnership in this investigation, and I commend Assistant United States Attorneys Jessica Kim and Kevin Kelly, who are prosecuting the case on behalf of the United States. I should have mentioned at the outset that the charges in this indictment expose Mr. Mitchell to a possible maximum penalty of life in prison. And with that, I will answer any questions you might have.
What is Officer Mitchell's status within the division right now?
So Officer Mitchell, as you know, had been relieved of duty last fall and is now in federal custody. So he was arrested and is in federal custody, was arrested without incident this morning. And as of, he made an initial appearance at 1:30, at which time he was detained pending a detention hearing, which will be on Wednesday.
How do you regain the trust of people who may be untrusting of officers to begin with, who may provide information, who might be helpful out in the streets, but with something like this happening?
Well, as the chief said, and as Attorney General Yost said, the overwhelming, and as I said at the outset, the overwhelming majority, 999 out of every 1,000 police officers is heroic. They do an incredibly difficult job, a dangerous job every day, and we rely on them to protect us. That's why when you have an officer who is committing a crime or is alleged to be committing a crime under color of law, that's why it's so important that we work together to investigate it and actually bring those charges. So I hope that people see that these charges are being brought. The fact that these charges are being brought in federal court, I hope, will give people confidence that law enforcement is working for them, and that if there is any particular law enforcement officer who is abusing the power of that office, that that person will be held accountable and brought to justice. And in fact, as Special Agent in Charge Wickerham said, the support and information from the public was crucial in bringing the charges that we have here today. And this is an open and ongoing investigation, so we do ask that the public provide any additional information they may have. So we've had a great working relationship with members of the public, and certainly Columbus Police, the FBI, BCI, and the State Auditor's Office all working together. I think we're all working for the same result, which is justice.
Andrew Mitchell's attorney questioned the timing of this in regards to the investigation still on the shooting down in Castleberry. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I would say a couple of points in response to that question. One is that our practice is to bring charges when we have proof beyond a reasonable doubt, in our view, that we can bring before a grand jury and then prove in court. So certainly, whenever you have allegations of this seriousness, you want to move as quickly as you can in order to take that alleged offender off the streets and bring him into custody. Now, Ron O'Brien is here today because we have been coordinating closely in this case and every case. As you know from many prior press conferences, Mr. O'Brien's office and my office coordinates on a routine, almost daily basis, because we want to make sure that our investigations don't and prosecutions don't hamper theirs and vice versa. And we want to collaborate where we can. And we also want to make sure that we're always bringing charges that have the biggest bang for the buck. It's my understanding that as a matter of practice, the Franklin County Prosecutor's Office always presents to a grand jury anytime an officer has participated or been involved in a fatal shooting. So that's about the extent of my knowledge on this, but I will yield the podium to Ron O'Brien if he wants to address the matter.
Sure. Thank you, U.S. Attorney Glassman. I think, as you all know, we do have an automatic presentation of all police shootings to the grand jury and have had for many years. We obviously were aware of the concurrent investigation of Officer Mitchell being conducted on what were not specifically related to the shooting, but in the same, I guess, arena of on-duty investigation of
conduct or misconduct. And so I think I can say, understanding that, as you all know, grand jury proceedings are secret, that we have a completed investigation by the Division of Police that their CERT team has presented to us, and have a date certain within the next month when we would expect to execute that policy of an automatic presentation to the grand jury. I think Mr. Collins, who I understood represented Officer Mitchell, has been advised of that, as well as the family of Donna Castleberry. So I think we are following that policy that U.S. Attorney referred to, and expect it to result in a consideration by the grand jury of those underlying facts sometime within the next month.
So in the same arena, but I mean, is there anything you can tell us that would suggest that what happened in the car with Donna Castleberry is in any way related specifically?
I wouldn't comment on that, Ted, particularly in a press setting.
Thanks.
Or otherwise. At this point in time, it's just something I couldn't comment on either here or elsewhere.
There was information that a complaint had been filed against Officer Mitchell with the Internal Affairs Bureau prior to the shooting of Ms. Castleberry. Is that at all tied to the allegations that are a part of this indictment today, or is that another separate matter that is being considered either by IAB or
So let me answer that question this way. There's sometimes a misperception that the FBI comes in to investigate local police agency, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. In point of fact, the Columbus Police Division of Police is a partner working together with the FBI, BCI, and the State Auditor's Office. So given that, I don't want to comment specifically on any aspect of an investigation that is not referenced in the charging documents here today. That's what I'm prepared to talk about. Otherwise, I would say, as I have a couple of times, it is an open and ongoing investigation, and if witnesses do have information regarding the activities of Mr. Mitchell or anyone else that it sounds like the things that we've been talking about today, I would ask them to call the number that Special Agent in Charge Wickerham provided.
And I assume the same sort of answer would go to the fact that there are two other vice officers who were relieved of duty while this investigation by the Public Corruption Task Force has been ongoing. I mean, can you comment at all about the status of this ongoing investigation and whether more incidents could be anticipated by the public, knowing that there are two other officers that have been relieved of duty?
You are correct that it's going to be the same answer, which is that it's an open and ongoing investigation. And you know, it's the policy of the U.S. Attorney's Office and the Department of Justice generally that we actually don't ever confirm or deny investigations. We don't speak about people who aren't charged. So I can only tell the public that this arrest and these charges are the product of an investigation by all of these agencies working together, and we do invite the public, if it has any information about these activities by this officer or anyone else, to please come forward. We would we'll certainly do our very best to make sure that anyone who provides that information does so in a safe way, and we look forward to receiving and working with anyone who can provide that information. And if there are no further questions, I thank everybody for being here this afternoon.